the Staten to Parkersburg Turnpike, crests the border between West Virginia and Virginia, not far from Durban. There's a stretch in there that is almost original. And there are both Confederate and Union fortifications along that line. If you come out of Durban going east, 250, I guess, there's a knoll there as you come around. You can still see the trenches, and it goes up over the hill and into Virginia.
When you cross the Allegheny, then Lance Mountain, Monterey Mountain, there's the Cowpasture River, the Bullpasture River, Calfpasture River, as you're going on to stand.
Although the road roughly parallels 250 today, there are a lot of places where it strayed far, far from 250. And a lot of it goes through the National Forest today, and it's a rough road. I wouldn't have wanted to drive a wagon on that road with the drop-offs on either side, but that was superhighway at the time.
If you come out of Durban going the other way,
there was a road built across Cheat Mountain in the 1820s. Was called the Cheat Mountain Turnpike, that later ended up being mostly incorporated into the Stanton-Parkersburg Turnpike.
This was Virginia then, and there was no real road, no connection between eastern Virginia and the western part of the state. So the road was really built to connect the eastern seaboard with the western part of the state and the Ohio River, because there was a lot of river traffic.
The route then passes on, going through Huttonsville, Valley Bend, Daly, to Beverly. From Beverly, which was a principal town at the time, and also, incidentally, the birthplace of Lemuel Chenoweth, the builder of many of the covered bridges on turnpikes, it then moves across fairly rugged ground to a place called Mabee, and moves on further west through Buchanan, following Route 33, goes to Weston, where it connects with the Weston and Gully Bridge Turnpike. It proceeds along from Weston west towards Allen Bridge, Camden, until it reaches what is now Route 47. And then it follows 47 towards Parkersburg, goes through Cox's Mill, Burnt House, Smithville, McFarland, and finally paralleling the Little Kanawha River and entering Parkersburg. So that's the route of this one turnpike. It would connect in Staunton with the famous Valley Turnpike in Virginia, and in Parkersburg with the Ohio River.